Basa. Still, Beznas tells the husband, you have to pay your ksuba. Koi the ksubasa. This is the klal, since the ksuba is called the Maisa Bezdin, and Toyin Acha Maisa Bezdin Klum. She has the right to say that she did not receive a ksuba yet, and the husband has to pay it. What about she takes out a ksuba? She has a ksuba, but we ain't more get, she doesn't have a get. She says she lost the get. She says, I lost my get, but I didn't collect any ksuba yet, and here's my ksuba, I want you to pay me. The husband says, Ovad Shavri, you should know that I already paid you up the ksuba. And at that time you said you lost your ksuba, so I was written up a receipt that I paid you up. Where's the receipt now? The husband says, I lost my receipt. That's a shayla. She says she lost the get, and he says, no, I paid you up already, but I lost my receipt. The same type of the case of a Baal Choyv, Shehoitzi, Shtar Choyv, Yeni Moy Prusbel. A regular Baal Choyv has a Shtar, a Malv has a Shtar saying that I lent you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. And we know Shavi is Shemitah just passed by. So Locha is, if you don't write up a Prusbel, you can't collect your money anymore. Well, that's the Locha that Shavi is Meshamet. Once Shavi is goes by, that frees you from paying back all your Choyvs. But if you write up a Prusbel at the corner that Hillel made, a prusbel means you write up a special shtar, as if to say, giving it over to Bezdin, and Bezdin is the one that collects your money. So therefore, Shavis is not neshamit, because it's not called you're collecting your money. It's called that Bezdin is collecting the money for you. That's all right. So the Baal Chayiv, the Malvus says, Ishna, I wrote up a shtar, my prusbel. So therefore, I still have a right to collect my money. Just I lost it. So the locher is, in these two cases, they did not get paid up. The Malva does not have a right to collect his money, since he doesn't have his prusbel. And the same thing, the Isha does not have a right to collect her ksuba. Since the husband says he paid her up already, so Locher is lo yifro, these two cases, they do not get paid. We have Shimon ben Gamliel in there, he says that min ha-sakon v'yilch. There were times when the Goyim made a sakon and made a gzera, that the Jews can't do mitzvahs, so therefore it was like a sakana to hold on to a get, or to hold on to a prusbul. So in such cases, Isha goyvok subosa shloi the get. Since she has a right to say she lost the get, because it's a mokam a sakana, it's hard to hold on to it, the goyim will kill you if they find it, so therefore she has a right to say she lost the get, and if she has a ksuba, for sure she could collect the money. Ubachoyv goyvok shloi the prusbul. The same thing, the Malva, the Baal Choyv, has a right to come and collect the money. Because he has a right to say, I wrote up my prusbel. We ask you, where is it right now? So before the Sakona, it's a good kasha. A person doesn't lose a prusbel. You don't lose your ksuba, your shaiva, your receipt. She doesn't lose a get. If she lost the get, we see there's something wrong. Or if he lost his prusbel, we see there's something wrong. Therefore, we don't let you collect the money. But over here, where there's a sakana involved, so we understand why you lost your prusbel, or why she lost the get. They're afraid to hold on to it. Therefore, we don't see anything wrong with the fact they lost it. Therefore, the lacharians, they can still collect, that she has a right to collect the ksuba, and the Baal Choyv has a right to collect his money. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says, the Chura Shema Mina, from our Mishnah, we have a Raya Shema Mina, Rashi's Midiktoni, since the Mishnah says, Goyvok Subosa, you could collect your ksuva, but your ksoy is get, Mashu, when she comes out with a get, that's the first part of the Mishnah, that if she shows the get, then she has the right to collect the ksuva. So when this is approved, Shema Mina, Koysvin Shoiver, that we write a receipt, which really we had already before, there's a Machlokes, the Gemara, and Bava Basra, if you write a receipt or not, when somebody pays up money, and the other person doesn't have the shtar to give it back. Like over here, she says she lost the ksuba. So when the husband pays up the money, we should be afraid that the lady is going to take the ksuba out and collect the second time. So in order to stop that, the chur will be write a receipt to the husband saying that he paid up the money. So now if she comes to collect the money a second time, he'll take out the receipt and show it. The other reason why we should not write receipts is because now the Malva has to hold on to a receipt. It's not so easy. He may lose it. Better is to say, I'm not going to pay you up
until you give me back the shtar. Like here, the husband says to the wife, nothing doing. I'm not going to pay you up to ksuba until you give me back the shtar ksuba. That's one way to say. For now, Mishnah, we say not like that. Our Mishnah says, even though she does not have a ksuba, still, the husband has to pay the money. Now, for sure, when the husband pays her the money, he gets a receipt back. So he says such a din, we write receipts, even though he does not get a shtar back. So Shvamina arrives from the Mishnah that Koisvin Shoiver, you write a receipt. Yeah. The ain't Koisvin Shoiver, because if we don't write receipts, so how could the wife collect her ksuba here without her ksuba? Lechesh, why shouldn't we should be afraid? Duma mafkul ol ksubasa ol gviyaba. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, she'll go to another Bezdin, and then she'll use her ksuba and collect a second time. How could our Mishnah say if Anisha comes with a get alone? Without a ksuba, she collects the money. So we should be afraid that tomorrow she'll collect it second time. And Lamai, the pshat is, the teretz is, that for sure Bezin now writes the husband a receipt. So we're not afraid she'll come to collect the money a second time. Because if she comes a second time, he'll take out the receipt to show that he paid her up already. That's right, from our Mishnah, we write receipts. Omar Rab says, no, there's no right from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write ksubis. They don't write any ksubis. So therefore, the same machana tonight bezdin. So therefore, that's why we pay up, even though there's no shtar to receive. Because there's no ksuba here. But maybe other places where there is a ksuba, we don't write receipts. We say you don't have to pay up until the person gives back the shtar. Now the Mar says, Shmuel holds though, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, after Mokim Shekos from Ksuba. No, even in the place when they do write a Ksuba, still we have the din of our Mishnah, that if she doesn't have a Ksuba right now, she collects the money. So according to Shmuel, it has to be that you write a Shev, you write a receipt. For the Gemara, the Shmuel Kos from Shev, is that true? That according to Shmuel, you're telling me now, that the husband has to pay up the Ksuba, even though we know the wife has the ksuba, and she doesn't have it with her right now, still the husband has to pay her, so why aren't we afraid maybe tomorrow she'll take out the ksuba? It has to be that Desdin writes the husband a receipt. So you tell him now, according to Shmuel, that we do write receipts for tomorrow, is that true? Well, the Shmuel kais fin shreiber. Omer Ravan Ravanan says, I myself was explained in the name of Shmuel like this, that the Mokom Shein Kaisvin, no, the Mishnah is Badafka talking about a place where we don't write Ksubis. Because if it is, of course, they're in a place that they do write Ksubis, then the Lach is not like this. Then the Lach is we do not write receipts, and therefore if the wife has the Ksuba, the husband does not have to pay her the money until she takes out the receipt. She takes out the Ksuba. So here you see, according to Shmuel, we do not write receipts. Because Shmuel says, Dafka, Pemokim Shein Kaisvin. Now, Vyomo Kasafti, let's say it's a place where we don't write ksubas. And the husband says, you know, I did write a ksuba. Is all of Lovi Raya. Then the husband has to bring a proof to say that she has a ksuba. What about the Mokim Shein Kaisvin? If it's in a place where they do write ksubas. Vyomo, and she says, Lekosvali, no, my husband did not write me ksuba. Is a little Lovi Raya. She has to bring a Raya. The court pointing me see the Shmuel holds that when there is a ksuba involved, we do not make the husband pay until she pulls out the ksuba. Now the Gemara says, V'yaf Rav Hodebei, even Rav also was choizer. That you want to say, Rav says, the Mishnah Storm Adafku Mokim Shein Kaisvin Ksuba. V'yaf Rav Hodebei, the Yoma Rav says, no, Bein B'mokim Shein Kaisvin, Bein B'mokim Shein Kaisvin. Our Mishnah applies both cases. Whether it was a normal manner to write a ksuba, write up the shtar, or else no. In some places they did not write up a shtar ksuba. It's a tonight bezdin, everybody knows. Lays bezdin, the master lay, everybody knows this. So that's enough. The Afrav or the Bay, Yedomar Rav, obey the Mokom Shekoisvin, the Mokom Shein Koisvin. Get, if she has a get, if she puts out the, pulls out the get, Locher is Goyver Ika Ksubasa. She's Goyver the Ika Ksuba. Goyver Ika. She's going for the Ika, which means the 100 or 200, the Ika of Ksuba. Mashen ken Ksuba, when she brings out the Ksuba, then Goyva Tosefes. Then she's Goyva, if there's more amount of money involved, she gets the more money, she gets the Tosefes money. V'chol haroitzeh lo hoshiv yobav yoshiv. And Rav said, whoever wants to ask any questions, come and ask any questions. So according to Yidu, according to Rav, there's no difference whether there is a ksuba or not a ksuba, that's the lacha. When she comes with a get, she collects her ikka ksuba. And when she comes with the ksuba, that's when she collects the tosefes ksuba, the extra money. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ksuba, v'yeni mo get, let's say the wife has a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get. He, Mary, she says, oh, vaditi, I lost my get, and I didn't get paid yet, pay me my ksuba for the ksuba. And the husband says, no, you should know I paid you up the ksuba already. And Ovat Shavri, I lost my receipt. The Mishnah of the Chayim Ba'choyv, the same look applies by a Baal Choyv. Shehoisi Shtar Choyv, where a Baal Choyv comes to collect the money, he has a Shtar Milva. I lent the person $1,000. And we know Shemitah just passed by, but Vieni, my Prusbul, the Baal Choyv, the Malva, lost his Prusbul, doesn't have it. So the Mishnah says, Harayelo Lo Yifro. These cases, they cannot collect. The Malva cannot collect his money, we're afraid. Since he lost, usually you don't lose the Prusbul. So if you don't have it, Saraya, that you didn't have the Prusbul altogether. Therefore we say, Shemitah was Meshamet the Chayiv, and you don't have a right to collect. And the same thing with the wife. If she doesn't have a get, she can't collect the money. So now, that's what our Mishnah says. If she doesn't have a get, she can't collect the money. So Bishlay Malish Shmuel, according to Shmuel, is very good. Mukum Lava Mokim Shen Kaisman. It's talking about a place which usually they don't write a ksuba. The Yom Kasafti, and she says that he wrote a ksuba. The Arminulay, we tell her, I see Raya, go bring a proof. Vilay Maister Raya, if you don't bring a proof, Arminulay Zilpura. Then we tell the husband, you have to go ahead and pay it. El Rab, but according to Rav, it's Kasha. What does the Mishnah say if she comes out with a ksuba? V'yeni moget, that she doesn't get paid up, ni di yikol gviya, that's good, she doesn't collect the ikka money. Since she doesn't have a get, the $200 of the ksuba itself, it's good why she doesn't collect. Because according to Rav, the wife only collects the $200, the ikka ksuba, when she shows the get. So here the Mishnah says she doesn't have a get, it's good that she doesn't get the ikka ksuba. But the kasha, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, is Toisefes Mil Tigvei. How come she doesn't collect the extra amount of money in the ksuba? The Mishnah says she has the ksuba. Ksuba v'yeni moget. Since she's coming and showing us the ksuba, Rav's halacha is when she has the get, with the get she gets the ikra ksuba. When she has the ksuba, the shtar ksuba, she gets the Toisefes, the extra money. So why does our Mishnah say she gets nothing? According to Rav, she should collect the Toisefes, the extra money. So this Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskinon kishein shom eide gershon. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about over here that it says she doesn't have a get. It's more than that. There's not even any eidim b'chlal that the husband gave her a get altogether. That's what we're talking about here. So therefore, we do not know at all that the husband gave her a get. So therefore, she comes with a ksuba, means nothing. Why? Because mi gudu yochel meima legirashtiya. Since the husband has a migu, if the husband wanted a lie, the husband could have said, listen, I never gave you a get. I never gave you the get. You have no right to collect any money at all. And we would believe the husband, because she has no proof, she has no reason that she got the get. So since the husband has a migu, if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said that, what, I did not give my wife a get.